So in November of 2021, about a month after I was proposed to and accepted a marriage proposal from M.T. Clark, God laid it on my heart to write about marriage. So I entitle this episode, Mountain Climb, Called Marriage. This quote comes from Fulton J. Sheen. Live each day as you would climb a mountain. An occasional glance toward the summit keeps the goal in mind. But many beautiful scenes are to be observed from each new vantage point. So climb slowly, enjoy each passing moment, and then the view from the summit will serve a more rewarding climax for your journey. Being married can be compared to climbing a mountain. There are days when you are so exhilarated and eager to reach the top for the beautiful views. Other days, you do all you can to hold on firm from falling to the ground below. Whenever your eyes are fixed on the Lord and He is your focus, you can accomplish great feats. Some put so much focus, time, effort, and money into the wedding. The wedding is just the beginning. It is like the base camp at the foot of the mountain where you start your climb. This is where you pick up your gear. You stock up on vital things you need, like good vibes and lofty aspirations. Well, you think this is what is needed to have a successful marriage. Your family and friends are there to wish you well on your journey. All is well. You have nothing but positivity and promise ahead of you. You celebrate the commitment and trust you have in your climbing partner. And then off you go on your climb with all these lofty ideas of butterflies and rainbows. After the wedding, you begin your climb. You start off well. After all, you are on the lower slopes where the romance is still fresh and new. The climb isn't terribly steep, but it is a slight adjustment. You are loving the journey thus far, learning about your partner's strengths and, yes, weaknesses. You are beginning to discover where you may need to support your partner along the climb. You take out your grapple and begin to fix yourself safely to the mountainside. At this point, you are fueled by adrenaline, and the climb is still new. Up, up you go. Andy Rooney says, everyone wants to live on the top of the mountain, but the happiness and the growth occur while you are still climbing it. You are now 3 years into your marriage. You have reached your first peak. The oxygen level is lower, and you are becoming deprived. The weather is becoming more treacherous, and your muscles are beginning to ache. You no longer can see base camp, and the celebration is fading. The disagreements have started. Conflict is developing. You are not agreeing on the best path to continue your trek up the mountainside. You discuss the difficulties of the climb that didn't seem visible from the other side of the mountain at base camp. Now you are seeing how things are harder than you originally thought. This is where some couples begin to have difficulties and contemplate descending down the mountain. Some decide to return to base camp, giving up on the climb. They know where they came from and how to safely return off the mountainside. They are afraid of the challenges ahead of them. There are others who know there will be struggles and challenges ahead, but have their eyes fixed on the summit view. They continue the climb, supporting their climbing partner along the way as needed. They have committed to completing this trek up the mountain together. There are several more peak experiences with breathtaking views. However, there are twists and turns along the way. The team falls into gullies and trenches, receiving scrapes, cuts, bruises, and even gashes along the way. None of this causes the climbing team to feel defeat. Their journey continues. After many more trials, successes, and failures, the climbing team reaches the top of the mountain, taking in the amazing scenery all around them. They have accomplished and achieved the mountaintop experience they started out on many years ago. But what got them there, you ask? What was so different about this team? This climbing team was not a team of two. It was a trio. They brought the most powerful thing with them from base camp on their journey up the mountainside to reach the summit. At every twist and turn, they called upon the Lord to strengthen them and give them His power. They had faith in the Lord that He would carry them through this journey. Their faith was tested and tried at almost every step they took, but they called upon the Lord at every moment. They felt the strain of the evil one trying to tear them apart. With Christ at our side, we will not fail. He is there to support us along our climb. All we need to do is call upon Him and stand firm in our faith. So, stand tall at the summit after a tedious climb. Take in the remarkable scenery and the exhilaration of accomplishment. But don't pause for long. There are greater mountains to climb while you still possess the drive and capacity to do so. This quote came from Rachel E. Goodrich. So keep asking, seeking, and knocking, and He will swing the doors open and roll the stones away, giving you multiple mountaintop experiences.